U.S. ties with Saudi Arabia go back to the founding of the Saudi Kingdom in the 1930s and were strengthened with the discovery of oil by a U.S. company several years later. Saudi Arabia became a key U.S. ally during the Cold War and, despite brief periods of rocky relations, has kept close ties with the United States ever since. President Barack Obama's June 3rd visit to Saudi Arabia is being seen by many analysts as an opportunity to renew those ties as well as to address many mutual concerns, including Iran, the Arab-Israeli conflict, and the global economic crisis. Saudi King Abdullah came to power in August 2005 after the death of his half-brother, King Fahd. Abdullah was reputed to be a man of the people and a proponent of reform. King Abdullah found himself locked in a vicious insurgency against Al-Qaeda terrorists and has cracked down on them in recent years, restoring order for the most part. The Saudi monarch describes his fight against Al-Qaeda. A small band of criminal terrorists, he says, is spoiling our relations with others and is defiling the image of Islam and of Muslims. It is up to us, he argues, to combat that band, put them out of business, and build relations with others based on sound logic. King Abdullah carries a great deal of clout in the Arab and Islamic world, and as Paul Salem, the director of the Carnegie Center for Peace in the Middle East, points out, he is a key to improving U.S. relations with Arabs and Muslims.
King Abdullah in Saudi Arabia is a major player on three fronts. One front is the general Islamic world. Saudi Arabia hosts the Organization of Islamic Conference and is the site of Mecca and Medina, so it's an important player in Obama's attempt to repair relations with the Muslim world and the Arab world.
Salem also stresses economy and security issues are likely to be at the center of discussions between Mr. Obama and the king.
Saudi Arabia is a main player on Gulf issues, Gulf security, oil, and the tensions with Iran, so I'm sure there's a lot to talk about there. And thirdly, Saudi Arabia is the one that tabled the Arab Peace Initiative and is a main player in the Arab-Israeli peace process. In addition, Saudi Arabia is also a main player currently in the global economic crisis.
Editor Khalid Al-Maina of the Saudi English language Daily Arab News thinks Saudis would like to tell Mr. Obama a number of things.
The first thing that the Saudis would want to tell him is that there should be an even-handed U.S. policy, a more clear approach to the issues of the Middle East, and that includes the total Middle East, Palestine and the Gulf, and even as far as Pakistan is concerned.
Al-Maina also thinks that Saudis would like to ask Mr. Obama to correct what they perceive as the mistakes of the Bush administration, such as dealing with sheikhs and princes and potentates while ignoring the common man.
Remember one thing. The United States at the time of Bush had made a mistake. They would deal with oil-rich sheikhs and potentates, but they did not deal with the masses and had no idea of the aspirations of the masses, whom they just judged as extremists. There is a constituency in the Arab world. There are people who would really like to be treated with dignity. There are people who would want friends and not masters. And I think Obama should realize this.
Al-Maina also stresses that Saudi King Abdullah is a wise man and that President Obama could learn from him.
Obama is fortunate to talk with the king. King Abdullah is a man of few words, but he says what he means and he means what he says. And I think it's very important for Obama to listen to a man who is in an Arab politics or who cares for the people.
U.S. ally Israel is also looking to the Obama-Abdullah meeting with interest, according to analyst Meir Javed Danfar of the Middle East Economic and Political Analysis Center in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli government sees Saudi Arabia alongside Jordan and Egypt as a front against Iran. So the stronger relations between Washington and Riyadh are, the more Israel hopes that America could pressure the Saudis in order to confront the increase of Iranian influence in the Middle East.
Saudi Arabia has long been seen as a political counterweight to Iran and the Gulf region, and its relationships in the Middle East gives it the ability to temper various regional conflicts. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.